This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Red Pill Black, ladies and gentlemen, is the YouTube site for now. They're trying to ban her. Candace Owens is here. We have another super YouTube star joining us coming up the next segment, because I want to celebrate Cole Percafferty and others who the establishment is demonizing, because this is the future. The people now have a voice. The people now all have their own TV network. And it's game over for the arrogant people at MSNBC, CNN, and even Fox, trying to stop this revolution, has gotten watered down and lost half their ratings. Don't they get it? You're not going to stop progress.
I think that they are starting to get it, because, as you said, they are losing, and they keep losing, and they can't stop losing. And it's an exciting time to be alive. And I encourage everybody out there, get your voice out there. Don't be scared to say whatever you're thinking. Nobody can stop you.
Well, I'm just impressed with all the work you're doing, and the fact that you didn't give up when they banned your videos, blocked your videos. You fought back. They had to restore them. So many people quit. No, you never quit. They're just trying to wear you out. And now there's about to be antitrust hearings. Trump's appointing a guy to the Federal Trade Commission that wants to go after Google. I mean, it's on.
Good. I'm so excited to hear about Google, because they are really doing the most evil work behind the scenes. And Facebook, too. They were, you know, totally promoting that article. If you search for me on Facebook, that Salon hit, the new face of the toxic right, the new face of the toxic right, had 20 shares. I had videos that had average 100,000 shares every time just one person puts it on their platform on Facebook. And that was what was coming up.
Well, Google admits their whole algorithm's fake now.
Right. Yeah, they admit it. So
I mean, you type in vaccine damage, you get 20 pages of BS saying no, there's no danger in vaccines, when the inserts say they can kill you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it all just changed the last year. I mean, Google's extincted itself. Have you heard now they want to force us into bubble cities?
No, I've not.
Actual bubble cities.
I don't even know what that means.
They just zone it where you get a 200-square-foot apartment, that's it, and then they basically force you into it.
It's terrifying. Everything terrifies me. I mean, Jeff Bezos, another character that is completely evil. Thinking it, him buying Whole Foods upsets me. It's just, they just keep acquiring more and more and more and more, and people have to sit and they have to think deeply about the implications of these people controlling everything from your food to your media to your Google. Jeff Bezos is on Twitter, Google. He's Whole Foods, Amazon. It's just, these are things that we have to really think about to understand the globalist environment and how we can break out of it.
Well, I'm excited, and I'm excited about taking you and your crew to dinner tonight. So during the break, before we get the sixth guest on, I want to thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
You're going to be on with Owen today, and then go take a rest or whatever, but tell me what kind of food you want tonight. We also got you some good Tex-Mex you wanted, so that's in there in the conference
awesome.
Room. But I just really look forward to taking you to dinner, and I hope you can be a contributor with InfoWars. I need to get Posobiec hired and a bunch of other folks that want to come on board. We're so busy with the news every day that we have trouble expanding, but thanks to the listeners supporting us, we're building quite an organization. Millie Weaver has an idea to start, you know, kind of like the five, but not have it be just five people, but I think five women. And I think somebody like you could probably anchor that.
Right. Yeah, there definitely needs to be a new media, and women definitely need to have a platform, a true platform, not being told what to say by producers that have an incentive.
Well, I know that's what I want to watch. I mean, you know, I'm a guy, and it's not just watching girls because they look nice. I kind of just get sick of guys. You know? So it's fun to see women's perspective.
Absolutely.
I don't watch a lot of Fox, but I do watch some of Hannity and some of Tucker, but I like the, you know, morning show.
Tucker's got the best faces.
Yeah, he does. He does. I wish all those folks would come on and debate me. They won't do it. Maybe if we give you a show, or you're gracious enough doing with us, then maybe you can get them on. Maybe it's like less threatening, though. I think you're probably more intellectual than I am.
Thank you. I appreciate that compliment. I'm going to accept it.
But I'm not just saying it. I mean, you just lay it all out so ladylike, but also it's good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I try to do. I try to, you know, I keep it really PG, and I try to keep it honest. So thank you so much for supporting me and for having me here.
You bet. You know, I'm also used to seeing you on a camera cam, but it's just fun to have you here in person.
Awesome.
All right, folks. Red Pill Black on Twitter. Follow her there. Red Pill Black on YouTube. Candace Owens. Facebook and Instagram, the next...
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him speaking with anyone.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a great
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
Right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars. InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
My name is Cole McCafferty, and I live in Philadelphia. Today, I'm speaking directly to the American public and the NFL. When you see a casket come home from the battlefield with dead American soldiers and Marines in them, the American flag drapes their casket. This is the only time when you should kneel for the flag. The soldiers who have gone and fought and died for this flag have shown their conviction by giving their life. NFL players say they kneel before our flag to show their conviction. NFL players, I present this challenge to you. If and when the rules are changed and you're required to stand for this flag, show the same conviction that our soldiers have shown and paid the ultimate sacrifice for. Quit. Otherwise, you lack the conviction of the American people who protect this flag and defend all that it stands for. Let's see if we'll give up those millions. My name is Cole McCafferty, and I'm a 12-year-old boy, and I understand national pride. Why don't you?
And that's Cole McCafferty. He's been out there for 2+ years since Trump first announced he was the first young person at age 10 to come out in support of the president. And he's loved all over the world, except by fake news media here in the United States that's demonized him. His latest video on the NFL has 7 million views on one platform alone. He's from Philadelphia. Cole first made waves in May of 2015 at age 10 when he was the first child in the U.S. to endorse then a candidate Trump. The media has described him as President Trump's most voracious supporter. Cole has been interviewed and written up by basically every publication out there. And you can find him at Facebook at For Coles Future, Twitter, For Coles Future, YouTube, For Coles Future, and Instagram at For Coles Future. And he is the MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. Cole just spoke at Extortion 17 and was awarded Young Patriot Award. And Cole, thank you so much for joining us here, because more and more I want to just celebrate the new wave of resistance to the globalist. But I love the fact when CNN viciously attacked you 2 years ago, it made you only fight harder. You didn't go away with your tail between your legs. You realized you were over the target getting the flak. Now I'm telling you, you're an example to everybody out there. You're an example to my son, who's been on air since he was about 12, and just for the amazing success you've had.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jones. First off, thank you for having me on your show today. It is an honor to be here. I'm wearing a Extortion 17 shirt in honor of the Michael Strange Foundation. I'm involved with Mr. Charlie Strange, and I was just awarded the Young Patriot Award. By the way, I saw your interview with Megyn Kelly. You got her good. You got her good. She thought she was going to make a fool of you, but you turned it around, and you know, you proved her to be a liar. That was a very smart thing you did, setting up your own video recording equipment.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, I knew as soon as she was lying to me and saying that, you know, that I turned her on and stuff, that she was trying to set me up. I wasn't stupid. And a lot of folks say, oh, but wasn't she hot? I didn't find her to be attractive. I mean, she just was basically a robot or a mummy. But let's go back to when you first went public for Trump and nobody else was, and the media was billing it as a joke. Why did you do that, Cole?
Why did I do that?
Yes, sir.
Well, I first read Donald Trump's two books, The Art of the Deal and The Art of the Comeback. And I learned from those two books that this man was $1 billion in the red. And our country is $20 trillion in debt. And I thought this is what our nation needs. A cutting-edge business sense to get us out of this trillion-dollar debt, which will come back to haunt us. But I learned from my father, he takes great inspiration from Donald Trump, that he is a hard-working businessman. He will follow something through to the end, and that's what our country needs. We need politicians that are real, that are going to get things done, and will see it through to the very end. Obama said he would get troops out of Iraq. They're still there. Our country needs someone who will uphold their promises. And with Trump, you can see that's what he's been doing. He tried to get health care tax breaks passed. But these politicians, these horrible politicians, both Democrat and Republicans, have been weighing him down.
I was about to say, Trump, when it comes to the exuberance, to the economy, to the border, to the military, to killing the TPP, to getting jobs back, I mean, so many good things have happened. And they've blocked him on repealing Obamacare and getting the tax cuts so far. And every major economist admits, if they don't get these tax cuts through, and if we don't repeal Obamacare, they're designed to be wet blankets on the economy to permanently end America's expansion phase, when China and India and everybody else are supposedly the new development zones, where the globalists don't have a pesky constitution to get in their way, but have authoritarian and oppressive regimes to work with. So this is clearly the technotronic elite trying to destroy the U.S. dominance in favor of a communist Chinese dominance. And President Trump isn't out to get the American people. I think, you know, that's the bottom line.
I would agree with you there. Our media has been going after this man for a year now. They've started to ridicule. They've treated his family like crap. And I can tell you this. There's a double standard. Obama didn't get this. You see, this is a political mugging and witch hunt. The liberal media and Hollywood glorify violence and resistance against our president. Madonna threatened to blow up the White House. Kathy Griffin posed a photo holding Donald Trump's decapitated head. This is an American. They've lost the direction of liberal media and is anti-Trump.
That's right, and all they're using is peer pressure to make us think he's unpopular with their fake polls. But we know the polls are skewed by at least 15 points. So they're the ones destroying themselves. They're the ones discrediting themselves. CNN is the real Walking Dead. They know they're zombies. They just prop them up as a facade because they don't want to admit total defeat. And now all they can do is pose as mainstream media when they're not even mainstream media anymore. We are the mainstream media in that we're covering what people want and the truth, and the globalists know it. Cole McCafferty, stay there. We're going to come right back and talk about what it's like being 12 years old and being famous since you were 10 now with hundreds of millions of views out there. And do you get any backlash at school or on the streets from folks for standing up? Because the left is all about bullying.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
McCafferty is our guest. He's been in the political spotlight since he was 10 years old. We're going to be going back to Cole here in just a moment to talk about his experiences on the streets since then and in school. But first, I told you this was happening a month ago, and now it's confirmed. Elites moving to sacrifice Clintons, just like Weinstein. They realize they failed. The old blue bloods are getting ready to flush Pelosi, the Clintons, and, of course, Maxine Waters, because they realize it's destroying them. But there's a civil war. They're hanging on, just like the Republican leadership's hanging on. So the separation of powers, not just in the legislative, executive, judicial, but the separation of powers within parties is keeping them from setting up their authoritarian dictatorship. Our founders knew what they were doing. They tied down the power of the state and of strong men and women. I don't mean that in strong in a good way, you know, like the king rat. Thugs. Big article by Kit Daniels on NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Really, really important. This happened just a few hours ago. Security breach at the Capitol. We had Trump there visiting with Mitch McConnell, and a guy threw five or six little 2x3 Russian flags screaming, treason, treason, Russia, when there's nothing except his son investigating Hillary for Uranium One with a Democrat-connected lawyer they sent. That's what they've got. And $100,000 in Facebook ads. When you've got Hillary with almost $3 billion, $1.5 billion she got herself, another $1 billion on top of it from PACs. You've got all the media, Hollywood, Silicon Valley, foreign governments, the Vatican, the EU, the communist Chinese, all against Trump. And then they claim that, oh, the Russians came and ganged up and stole the election. When Hillary stole at least five states, tried to steal another six. And, of course, Trump was right about millions of illegals. It wasn't 3.3. It was 5.6. That's all come out. Harvard confirmed it. So, again, now they're being exposed as the ones with the Russian connections. Mueller being on the payroll, the Russians, six companies giving uranium deliveries on the tarmac. And I'm not saying the Russians are even bad. That's what foreign intelligence agencies do. Russia isn't in our business 1/20th like China. But here's the ridiculous clip of another, you know, theater person, just of the theater. Russia, Russia, treason. This is what they do to me. When I go to downtown Austin to eat dinner, or downtown San Francisco, or anywhere else, or downtown Seattle, Russia, F you, Russia, Russia, Russia. This is all they've got. So here's the audio and video.
Treason! Trump is treason! Trump is treason! Why are you talking about tax cuts when you should be talking about treason? Why is Congress talking about tax cuts when they should be talking about treason? This
president is
talking about agents of the Russian government.
That's right. Agents of the government?
Not about tax cuts. Why is labor from Americans take action? Why is labor from Americans take action?
Yeah, because you really don't want to cut those taxes for the slaves. Because if they get their own money and have their own future, then you can't have your thumb on them. Under my thumb. Can we pull up Rolling Stones Under My Thumb and maybe a minute before go out with that? Listen, Cole, you're doing a great job. We appreciate you. Talk about your personal experiences and what you've gone through, kind of sharing in some of the grief, some of the targeting that Trump's gone through. Has that made you stronger or has that made you weaker?
I was at his rally in Bristol, front row, and I saw protesters, there must have been 100 of them, outside waiting in the parking lot, and they were screaming and throwing, rocks at some of the people leaving the arena, and that was a scary time. That was when I first encountered anti-Trump people. I'm going to call them people. One was wearing a wig and a funny little hat that said something.
I understand. They're basically escapees from mental institutions, but since the 80s, they shut the state-funded mental institutions loose, so now the main mental institution is the Democratic Party.
Well, I said a while back that we have this new Cold War where, you know, the Republicans, they are the new capitalists, and the Democrats, they are the new communists. We're fighting this civil war between them. You see it with all this party division in our Congress. They can't get anything done. But what I think needs to be done is we need to bridge the gaps. We need to do away with all these stereotypes about the left is crazy and, you know, Republicans are a bunch of gun-toting morons. We need to come together to help rebuild our country. Like I said before, we are $20 trillion in debt. We need to find ways to overcome that. We need to get rid of this guy in North Korea. We need to get troops out of Afghanistan. And furthermore, we need to work with Russia instead of yelling, collusion, collusion. Because only when the United States supports Russia will NATO allow them to go into North Korea and Syria to, you know, help the United States defeat ISIS and defeat the Kim regime. We need to ally ourselves with Russia.
Well, my friend, I appreciate your work and I appreciate your courage. Just in closing, has anybody been mean to you in school? Because most of the feedback I get, 20 to 1 is positive, including you think of classic liberals. They've really woken up. This revolution against globalism is all over the world. It's incontrovertible. We're winning everywhere. But you do have to go through some ridicule by the mental patients. Have you gone through any of that in school?
What? No. I've been boxing since I was 8 years old. And look, I'm not afraid of anyone. There are these trolls online that follow me just to say stuff, but I have to tell you this, I'm not afraid to get into a fist fight with them.
You have done well, Lord Vader. All right, I look forward to speaking to you very soon, Cole McCaverty, and it's For Cole's Future on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. You're doing a great job, my friend, and your latest videos are amazing and to the point. And, again, from the mouths of babes. Thank you so much, Cole.
Thank you. I'll see you on the 2020 campaign trail. I'll be there to help Trump win.
Well, he's going to win an even bigger landslide. Thank you so much. Yeah, they think we're under their thumb with their intimidation and garbage. But we're not under their thumb. No, in fact, they're beginning to realize they're under our thumb because we're awake.
Under my thumb.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Howard Hunt is admittedly the guy they based the Ethan Hunt character on Mission Impossible on, and had a famous career as a government sniper in the OSS and the CIA, and was a bench warmer, basically a backup team running a large part of the Kennedy assassination in Dealey Plaza in 1963. He'd been photographed there, he'd been arrested there in the railway car with the weapons, but the police were in on it and dropped it, and we can show you all that. The big thing is, he ended up doing a deathbed confession on audio and then on video to his son, St. John Hunt. And we put all those videos out with the late Jim Mars and St. John Hunt online. St. John Hunt's also a best-selling author. He most recently wrote two books with Roger Stone. getting into the Bush crime family, and then also the Clinton crime family and the war on women. Both those books are available at InfoWarsStore.com, stjohnhunt.net, where you'll find all of his books. Now, obviously, 91% of people in Gallup polls believe the government killed Kennedy. The congressional report said there was more than one shooter. You never hear about that report, though, even though it was more in-depth than the Warren Commission. The reason Mr. Hunt's joining us is very soon he's talking about releasing his father's diary that's even more powerful, going back to the time of the Kennedy assassination. And, of course, he was also one of the top plumbers for, I mean, what didn't E. Howard Hunt, you know, be involved in. He always believed it was for the country. But the point is that stjohnhunt.net has it all right there. And he's going to break it down for us in this segment, the next, and a little bit the next hour. And then Roger Stone's going to be hosting the fourth hour from New York, where we have a crew there. I was going to go to New York to meet with some big Republican bigwigs, but I just, you know, I have a lot of work going on here, so I didn't go. But Roger did go. There may be some big interviews coming out of that, but I'm going to leave it at that. Because Roger's a capable reporter for InfoWars. He can do it. I can send him to do a man's job. But again, St. John Hunt joins us. Great to have you back on, my friend. It seems just like yesterday we shot those documentaries we put online for the public for free. But that was like, you know, 6-7 years ago now. So good to see your face, my friend.
It has been quite a while, but it doesn't really feel like too long. I remember...
Yeah, you've been on with us before, obviously, since then. We may have to go to telephone with you because the video is fine, but my audio is having issues here. So in about 10 seconds, if it keeps doing it, we're going to go to phone, but that's no big deal. That just builds the suspense. What do you make of the big announcement that we broke last week that we're looking to see the president, of course, it was confirmed Saturday morning by the president, release the 3,000-plus pages of the secret CIA files?
Well, no one can be happier about that than myself. As you know, according to the documents themselves, they have around 400 pages of documents concerning my father, E. Howard Hunt. And there's nobody on this planet that would like to know more about what's in those pages than myself. I think there's going to be a lot of good information for JFK researchers. I think some of that information is going to lead us to, the reason that my mother was killed, as she was threatening to blackmail the White House during the Watergate days, and flew to Chicago with Michelle Clark, who was a CBS reporter, and was planning to have a press conference in the next day or two where she was going to, in her own words, blow the White House out of the water. Now, there's going to be a lot of incendiary stuff, I think, in those pages because Deep Throat himself, quoted by Bob Woodward in his book, said that the contents of the files were political dynamite. And that was also quoted by Holloman in his book. James McCord, one of the Watergate burglars, said that Dorothy Hunt, my mother, told him that she had evidence she was taking to Chicago that would blow the White House out of the water. So,
and then, of course, the plane, for those that don't know, coming into Midway Airport there in Chicago blew up.
That's correct, yes. There was more than suspicious situations going on with that plane landing or crashing, as I should say.
Now, was your mother just an agent of one helping your father, or was she ever in the CIA?
My mother was a contract agent for the CIA, but prior to that, she was working in OSS in Geneva, Switzerland, under I can't remember his name. Anyways, he was a CIA chief before Dick Helms. And so she had a long history of intelligence work, and she was semi-retired at the time of Watergate. But throughout our family life, she had always provided my father with information because she worked at embassies. And if there was something that needed to be photographed and sent to the CIA from that embassy surreptitiously, then she would be the one to do it.
And, of course, you tell the story in one of your books about your dad in, like, machines inside of a bag, tearing it up, throwing it in a pond. I mean, just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, there was, matter of fact, part of these files will show Some of the pieces that were stolen from my father's safe the day after the Watergate burglars were arrested, John Dean had my father's personal and secret safe broken into and the contents removed, some of which were destroyed by then-acting FBI chief L. Patrick Gray. Those were files that my father kept on the meetings and the notes, who attended the meetings with regards to the different burglaries and different assignments that the White House had given my father to carry out.
You know, I'm asking the questions here, but you're really the expert. Growing up in the middle of this, everything your dad said is just being confirmed. It dovetails with all the researchers. What is it like 53 years after the assassination to now see the president about to release these files, A and B? I'm concerned they've already blacked them out. It won't be Trump's doing. I'm concerned, like Obama said, I'm about to release the 9/11 files. They were all blacked out.
Right, right. That was a huge disappointment for everyone. I just hope that it's not going to be more of the same. Personally, I'm nervous about the files. I'm certainly excited. It always helps me to better understand what my father was into, and especially during that part of his life. I know that he was a heavy hitter. He was the first one in the CIA to suggest that Fidel Castro be assassinated, coincident with the Bay of Pigs invasion. And, of course, I know from my conversations with him that he was very involved in the CIA mafia plots against Castro. He was just a man all over the place. You know, he was part of the Bay of Pigs invasion, successful Guatemala coup invasion. So he was... He was a very serious person in the CIA. Nixon, in fact, knew my father, if it was only lightly, because they'd met prior to the 70s in Montevideo, Uruguay, when Nixon was vice president, went on a goodwill tour. My father walked over to his table in the luncheon room and complimented Nixon on his various doings as a politician, and Nixon asked him to sit down, and they spent about 2 hours together. So Nixon kept an eye on my father throughout my father's career, getting higher and higher in the layers of CIA. And when Nixon wanted to put together a special investigation group for the White House, my father was the first one that came to his mind, said, Howard Hunt, we need to get Howard Hunt. Now, later on the same tapes, you know, the famous smoking gun tapes where Nixon is ordering the payment of $1 million to my father to keep his silence.
And that ties into your mother's aircraft being blown up. Just briefly, we've got a break here, and we'll come back with more on the documents. When did you discover, because it's now admitted, that your dad was the model of the Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt?
That was just a funny little story. My father told me that, and I thought, you know, that's, he told me one time down in Miami that they had used Ethan Hunt, and I thought that was very respectful of them. So I think that's great.
It's interesting, and now it's all coming out. I'll ask you, why did your dad do the deathbed confession on the other side of this break? We'll be right back with St. John Hunt. I'm Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host. I want to ask St. John Hunt, whose his father clearly was one of the main leaders of the operation to kill Kennedy, and that according to his own deathbed confession as well. I want to ask him, why did his father support being part of that operation? Because I know from reading his book and also interviewing him and seeing the confession that his father thought it was the right thing to do. Why did a large faction of the deep state decide to kill John F. Kennedy in 1963 in Dallas? And is Texas the reason the president's dead? Because I know they got cold feet in Chicago and in Miami. Why did Texas get the job done?
Well, I think it's more than evident that JFK was pursuing a line of politics and engagement with the communism that was not appreciated by the military-industrial complex. In other words, Kennedy felt that negotiation and appeasement would win the world rather than showing strength and using the military. He had definite ideas on ending the war in Vietnam, for one, which ran directly against what the military-industrial complex had in mind. And they felt that he was a danger to this country in those terms, that this was not the time to show weakness to the communists. This was a time to show strength. And, you know, there was a strong movement that LBJ was very much in favor of to remove Kennedy. Johnson had his own particular reasons. He knew that he was going to be sacked as vice president in the upcoming elections and very well indicted for trial and arrest based on his many crimes during his rise.
Exactly. He was a cornered rat. What about parallels today? Why do you think Trump's agreed to release these when the last few presidents blocked them? A, and B, now there's more of a war in the deep state. It's not as monolithic. I'm not saying Trump's a choir boy, but clearly the entrenched power structure doesn't like him. Give us your views on Trump and why he's releasing this and what you think of Trump.
Well, I think Trump is releasing these because, first of all, he's a maverick. When you put him along next to our prior presidents, he's a man that's cut from his own cloth. He doesn't follow in the footsteps of anybody else, and I think that's one of the strongest reasons why he was elected. People didn't want more of the same. They didn't want Clinton's name in there. They didn't want a president that was just going to go along with the same old routine, the same old show. And that's one of his strongest attributes. And I think for him to release these files goes along directly with that. I think, as you said, Alex, prior presidents would have denied this. But Trump's not like them. He's not going to kowtow to anybody. He's going to do what he thinks is right. And thank God he thinks that this is an important enough issue, and it certainly is, let's get it done. Let's get it over with. Let's look into this and get it out in the open. If something bad is in there, then let's talk about it. Let's bring it out. And I like Trump for that. In the beginning, I wasn't a Trump man or anything, but I favor him because of his individualism. I think that what's been done to him by the mass media, by the news media, mainstream media, is just abhorrent. It's an embarrassment. They should be ashamed of themselves. And this, to me, proves he's the strongest president that we've ever had, because for someone to endure this amount of criticism and false accusations, lie after lie after lie, and still come out doing what he said he would do for the people, that man is worthy of anybody's vote.
Exactly. You can't help but admire Trump, the hell he's gone through. You can't help it, especially in our own little ways, yourself, myself, yours in some bigger ways in your family history. You've been through a lot of stuff. You've experienced persecution for telling the truth. And when you see somebody then get hit with 50 times what we've been hit with, and they just get stronger, you can't help but admire them.
I do, and that's a fact. I admire Trump very much. I'm very grateful that he's going to release these. I hope there's still enough time where certain agencies can put up a fight. I think midnight tomorrow night is the deadline, isn't it, Alex?
Yes, and he was talking about doing it on Friday. He said barring new information, but we know he's already met with Pompeo and they told him don't release it. I just hope that they're not, nothing burgering us, and that they don't, like I said, black it all out.
Right, right. Yeah, that would be a shame. It would show a huge weakness in Trump, and I don't think he's that kind of person.
No, I agree, but a lot of these documents could have been blacked out 20 years ago. We don't know.
That's true. That's true. I'm nervous about it. I'm very hopeful. I'm excited, but I also don't want to be too excited to be disappointed if they're less than what we hope for. We just have to wait and see.
Well, I've seen two things. You're right. The deadline's like Wednesday, but the news is saying Friday. Hey, guys, can you research that? The great research crew back there. Let's try to get a definitive number here in the next 5-10 minutes so we can tell the audience, because I've seen both, and that's something I haven't completely nailed down. But boy, I tell you, St. John, they had such egg on their face. I know you've been talking to Roger a lot. You co-authored books with him. Two of these great bestsellers that came out during the campaign that may have decided the campaign to a great extent. The Clinton's War on Women and the Bush crime family that gets into all this. Just sitting back and watching this whole revolution unfold. The power structure is in so much trouble.
Well, I wonder, Alex, if the power structure is really going to, I mean, how do we know once they release the documents, how do we know that those are the real original documents? I mean, they're capable of forging anything in any way, shape, or form, and backstopping it with facts and details and older files that will, that's what that's their business. That's the CIA's business. That's what the FBI does. That's what the Department of Justice does, that they lie and they backstop it with their own, made up proof. So I would be astounded if there's anything in those files that is going to, in a word or so, name that the CIA was involved in the JFK assassination. I just don't think that will, that will ever come out.
Well, we've got the bombshell file about George Bush and how the FBI director wants to talk to him with the whole JFK situation. We have documents like that, but I agree with you. I think the deathbed confession of your father, both the audio, the video, and the letter, knowing who he was, knowing he got arrested that day in Dallas, it's clearly him, knowing his whole background in overthrowing governments and assassinations, I mean, that is real credibility right there.
That is real credibility. I think that has a lot to be said. First of all, I've been asked, well, why do you think your father told the truth? Or why don't you think he just made something up for disinformation purposes, let's say? Well, the answer to that is that if my father wanted to make something up, he clearly would have used the Russians as the agency involved in the assassination of President Kennedy. He would not have named his own people because he loved the CIA. He was a lifetime CIA officer, 27 years in the clandestine services and prior to that in OSS. So he would never have named CIA, his beloved CIA, as being involved in the death of Kennedy unless it were true.
We're going to go to break, my friend, and come back and get some final comments from you on all this. And then Roger Stone has taken over from New York City. Amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're carrying both the books that he's co-authored, Roger Stone. If you haven't read them, they're real history. Plus, you should read them and then donate them to a local college, school, or library to educate others. Every little bit in the info war really is moving mountains together, all these little things together. Also, we have giant specials running at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. That are about to end. It will end today. Brainforce Plus, the great nootropic, super high quality. It's only $19.96. It's a great deal at $39, but it's 50% off. That's about to end. It's not even on the front page of the site anymore. You got to go find it because it's supposed to be gone today, but it's not. 50% off colloidal silver. Rarely do that. Never done this. 50% off Anthroplex for men and women. It's advertised for men, but it's just great for stamina, libido, energy. I certainly love it. It's like the dry form of the Super Male Vitality. Very strong. Winter Sun, high quality, organic. Vitamin D3, and it's available there, 50% off. And, of course, you don't get your vitamin D3 when you're not getting sun during the winter. That's why you should take it during the winter and fall and spring months. Winter sun, highest rated out there by third-party sites. Very best vitamin D3 out there, InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back with St. John Hunt on the other side, InfoWarsLife.com. You are the resistance. You fund the InfoWar. You made it all possible. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.